With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump has been sending mixed signals about a deadline for his big, beautiful bill. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
For months, the president has been pushing Congress to approve his tax and spending cut legislation by the 4th of July. When asked about that self-imposed deadline last Friday, he said it's not the end all if it's not done by the 4th.
We'd like to get it done by that time, if possible.
But he later wrote online that he wants it done by Independence Day. The president's comments notwithstanding, the real deadline for lawmakers is sometime later this summer when the government's borrowing authority runs dry. Greg Clugston, the White House.
North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis making it official. He's saying today that he will not seek re-election next year. He also says he opposes the president's big, beautiful bill. U.S. and China have once again reached an agreement to de-escalate trade tensions, but now the details are still scarce. Very little is being said. The pact leaves major issues between the two pretty much unsolved. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says the attack by the U.S. and Israel crippling Iran greatly.
The Iranian nuclear program is devastated. A program is more than enriched uranium. It's the centrifuges, it's the facilities, it's the scientists, and it's the weapons, it's the missiles. And between Operation Rising Lion and Operation Midnight Hammer, all of those elements of the program were damaged or destroyed.
Looks like he will be back for another year. LeBron James exercising his $52 million option with the Lakers for another season, thus confirming he'll be back for a 23rd season in the NBA. This is SRN News. In Chicago, a new facility there will do late-term abortions.
The Hope Clinic has announced it will perform the grisly procedures, the only standalone facility in the entire Midwest to do so. Under Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker, Illinois is trying to become the most liberal state in the region on abortion and therefore a destination for women from pro-life states who want to end their pregnancies. Hope Clinic will be aborting unborn babies who are long past the point of being able to survive outside the womb. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Charities receiving $593 billion in donations last year, a 3.3% increase over 2023, after adjusting for inflation. But donations to religious organizations overall saw an inflation-adjusted decline last year. There were, the only exception was Compassion International, which had its best fundraising year ever. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ben Thomas says that global vaccination efforts have stalled.
Immunization against measles in particular has dropped in 100 countries, including rich ones like the U.S. that had previously eliminated it. But more than half of the world's unvaccinated children live in just 8 countries, mostly in Africa. And health experts warn the U.S. freeze on humanitarian aid could further undermine vaccination efforts, leading to new epidemics of preventable diseases. The findings were published in the journal Lancet. I'm Ben Thomas.
Richard Boucher, who served more than a decade as the spokesman for the State Department, has died at 73. He'd been battling an aggressive form of cancer. For a number of years, he had been the spokesman for Secretaries of State James Baker, Madeleine Albright, Colin Powell, and Condoleezza Rice. More details at srnnews.com.